And so what do? This is how a lot of time not many people know how to study the word. And so but one way we can do that is, for example, if the area you're lacking in or you have need in is finances, then what you need to do? Open up that word, fill your heart with things that talk about finances. Open up that word and find out that it's the Lord's will that we owe no man anything but to love him. Amen. Imagine if everybody in this congregation was debt free. That church would have been finished. Anything we needed would have been taken care of. The parking lot would have been done. Everything. Imagine having your own house, your own car, your own whatever, and everything's paid for. All you got to do is do the utilities when they come out. How free are you? How free are you? You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. I think I've said, you see what I'm saying several times tonight. I want you to see what I'm saying. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so that's how we get there. That's how we get to the victory that God wants us to experience. And victory after victory after victory after victory after victory. Glory after glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what did we learn? Because what did we learn? I told you I'm a teacher by trade. That's what I do. I'm a teacher by trade. So what did we learn? I want to give you something that you can take out of here, because you're going to be at home with you. You're going to go to work with you. Okay. What can you take with you? This word, if you don't get anything else, this word has to be priority. This word has to be this word has to be our priority over everything else. Over everything else. And I guarantee you, there's nothing in your life that can happen that this word doesn't have an answer to. And so once that word becomes a priority, and we've gotten it, it's a continual thing. It's not just, okay, I'm going to eat it on today. You don't, like Bishop said several times, you don't just eat on today and then you don't eat again to next week. How long you going to make it? You're not going to make that long. It's not going to be long. And before we leave, I want us to pray about for a student that I just found out about, but they're not eating. This world needs Jesus. This world needs you to tell them about him and show them Jesus. And so fill yourself, fill your heart with the love, fill your heart with the word, fill your heart. Don't take it lightly that we get what we get, but say, Lord, I thank you so much for what you give us. Thank you so much that you love me so much that you set me here to hear this word, and you set me here to grow me up. And to a lot of times it didn't feel just great. It didn't feel great to the flesh, but the more you talked me, the more you pruned me, the more you pulled off those things that didn't fit and that wasn't supposed to fit in my life, the better I became. But the word did it. The word is what brought about the change. I'm telling you, in this word, the word will heal you and help you stay healed. The word will deliver you and help you stay delivered. The word will fill you with whatever you need and help you stay full. A lot of times we try to change situation, but we try to do it fleshly. But let the word do the work. Let the word do the work. That's why the Bible talks about meditating on the word. That's why he talks about filling your heart with be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that's what it's talking about. allowing the word to teach you how to think, allowing the word to teach you how to talk, allowing the word to teach you how to take care of your family, allowing the word to teach you how to handle your finances. You hear me? The word works. But we can't be faint at heart. We can't be with it one day and then all of the next day when the pressures of life hits us, then we're going another way. The Bible calls that a double-minded man. And he said that man is unstable in all of his ways. And he said this, let not that man think he will receive anything of the Lord. But when we're stable and we're fixed and say, this is what the word says, that's it. This is what the word says about me, that's it. That's what I believe. That's what it is. Amen? Hallelujah. Have we been helped tonight? Are we going to get some results in our lives? Are we going to be healed and stay healed? Delivered and stay delivered? Get wealthy and stay wealthy? And then take it another step further and help somebody else get there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're blessed. Amen.
Shout hallelujah. Amen. Praise be to Jesus. Amen. Say it. Do it. Live it. Be it. Amen. Thank you, Brother Tyrone. That's a powerful word. Amen. Thank God. Well, time for the offering. Ushers in the aisle.